happy day. Oh, a happy day.
The Kingston Public Hospital, KPH, in downtown Kingston is this year celebrating its 240th anniversary with a special schedule of activities. Celebrations were launched in January and will continue through to Wednesday, December 14. KPH, a Type A facility, was founded on December 14, 1766. The hospital was originally located at the corner of East and North Streets, where the land equipped with a small hospital for slaves was converted into a male hospital and an old slave yard transformed into a female ward. KPH originally catered to Jamaica's white population. The slaves were treated on the estate in what was referred to as hothouses until 1838, after emancipation, when they were accepted by the hospital. The institution has since grown to become the largest healthcare delivery facility within the public healthcare system and the final referral center for the island of Jamaica. The services of the hospital also extend to the English-speaking Caribbean and the diaspora. Senior Medical Officer for the KPH, Dr. Natalie Wiley, says the hospital has also been a prime facility for training.
We are also a very important center for training. So we train undergraduate and postgraduate medical, nursing, paramedics. So we have pharmacy students here, dietary, physiotherapy, radiography. We also are renowned for trauma. We have a reputation for being the best at trauma care for the island of Jamaica. We also have some services here that are only available here within the public healthcare system. So for example, the maxillofacial department here is the only such service within the public healthcare delivery system.
The KPH boasts the only neurology and rheumatology services in the country. Over 70,000 major and minor surgical procedures are performed at the KPH daily, while more than 200 persons are treated each day at the outpatient department. The plan is to expand the services offered at the facility over the next few years. Dr. Wiley says the hospital has embarked on a 10-year strategic plan which is aligned with the goals of the Ministry of Health.
We need more space, and we will work through the Regional Health Authority and the Ministry of Health, along with other partners, to look at developing that plan to expand our physical infrastructure.
The KPH is divided into four major medical sections: the Intensive Care Unit, ICU and Anesthesia, Accident and Emergency, Surgical Department, and the Internal Medicine Department. Holding the largest intensive care unit in the public health system, the KPH is equipped to offer 22 services including endocrinology, orthopedic, fascio-maxillary, and gastroenterology. As part of its activities, the KPH will host the Duncan Tree Scoliosis Mission November 2 to 5. The KPH and Duncan Tree Foundation have partnered to provide implants and surgical expertise to scoliosis patients.
This year, the Kingston Public Hospital is going to be recognized by the Scoliosis Research Society, which is an international society that looks at scoliosis, and we are going to be recognized as an international center for scoliosis and spinal surgery.
Radiology Week takes place November 5 to 12. The week starts with a church service on Sunday, November 5, and we'll also see an open day at the radiology department Wednesday, November 9.
On Thursday, November the 10th, we are also continuing with in-house seminars, and we'll be having presentations by some of our other team members and the Jamaica Fire Brigade. On Saturday, November the 12th, we are going to have a seminar, a radiography seminar in the Henry Shaw Auditorium, and that starts at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on the Kingston Public Hospital compound, and the cost is $1,500 to the public.
On December 14, there will be a day of activities beginning at 10 a.m. with two outside broadcasts and an open day showcasing the services of the institution. A carol service will be held on December 15 in the administrative car park, where celebrations are slated to culminate with caroling and musical performances.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.